Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. Today I'd like to share something special with you. But first I'd like to thank everyone who voted for us in this year's Audioverse Award Finals. Trust me when I say we were completely taken aback that so many of you took time out of your busy days to vote for us to even get through to the finals when we were up against such stiff competition. And whether or not we take home any awards to display in the town hall, I'd like to thank you all. Also, I'd like to acknowledge all those who've become Patreon members in the past month. Only Features, Sarah McInnes, Adriana Quersa, Shaney Rockman, Heather Holmgren, Mary Smith, Mel, Randos, Nathan, Gabriel Pickard, Courtney, Mark Larson, Eileen Meek, Travis Love Benson, Terabyte 3, Tara Brown, Emily Willish, and Hannah Ellis. Thank you, and welcome to the fort. It's thanks to our Patreon members that we could produce The Skeleton Crew, as well as release The Long Night, our Christmas holiday special for free to everyone. It's thanks to our Patreon members that for Season 2 we'll be able to improve the quality of our show, and it's thanks to our Patreon members that I can take the time to make what it is that I'm about to share with you. Of course, we heartily thank all those who share the show, spend time in our Discord, tweet about us, comment and vote on our transcripts, engage with and share all that the fort has to offer. Your support does not go unnoticed. But I think the Patreon members deserve an extra nod of the cap considering the fact that I'm about to share with you a piece of exclusive Patreon content. Don't you? Now with that aside, I'd like to talk about our Patreon exclusive series, The Machine. Today, as you could probably tell by the title of this episode, to tide you over until The Town Whispers Season 2, I'd like to share with all you townsfolk and not just the Patreon members, Episode 1 of The Machine. The Machine is a completely different type of story, but still set in the fort, although you may not recognize it. The Machine is a modern-day tale, which may reveal some clues as to what might happen as we enter the Town Whispers Season 2. There may be recognizable voices and names. There may be recognizable places, but this story is one very much set apart from the one you've already heard, with many years in between them. Co-written by Nathan Lunsford of The Storage Papers, and featuring the voice of Mick Dark, join me now as we listen to the first episode of our Patreon-exclusive series, The Machine. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider joining our Patreon by visiting www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. The Machine Episode 2 will be released shortly to our Patreon members, and I can't wait to share all the secrets this story has to offer. The Machine is available to Patreon members of $5 or more a month. With that, you also gain access to digital rewards, like desktop backgrounds, phone wallpapers, as well as gaining access to From the Flames Part 1 and 2, as well as ad-free access to every episode we have and will ever have to offer. Now, please enjoy your special teaser episode of The Machine.
Hello. No one is available to take your call at this time. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Uncle Silas, it's me again. Just calling to see if you're all right. Dad wanted me to drop by and see if everything was all right with you, but you're not answering, so I just jumped on the Albion Ferry and I'll be in the fort shortly. So if you could call me back, that'd be great. You have my number. Anyways, I'll see you soon. Hopefully you can get back to me in time. If not, I guess I'll just go knocking on doors. Okay. Well, talk to you later.
God, can't believe this place still has a ferry.
Ain't it just beautiful? Not many places like it left in the world, you know. Little slice of a simpler life. Old homes, friendly people, history, you know. Real history. God, I love the fort.
Probably could have done with a different name, though, eh?
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you speak up?
The fort. The fort? It's a weird name for a town, don't you think? The fort of what, you know?
Okay. Well, then. You have a nice day, friend.
What was his issue?
Please return to your vehicle. We will be docking shortly.
Wonder what they have on the radio.
The Fort presents a story written by Cole Weavers and co-written by Nathan Lunsford. The Machine.
There you are.
You're lost?
No, just visiting family.
Silas?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Silas owes me money.
Okay.
Lawn's not gonna mow itself.
Okay. I'll be sure to pass on the message for you. Hello? Uncle Silas! Hello? I wonder if the door is... Oh, thank God, it's open. Uncle Silas! Are you deaf? Or dead? Hello? Anyone home? This place is a mess. My foot. Damn floorboards are rotten. Well, that's interesting. Oh, I didn't know Uncle kept a diary. What is this?
This morning proved an ever so slight deviation from my normal routine.
On my daily jaunt from porch to mailbox, I had not a care on my mind. In some ways, I suppose, I've become a bit dull in that way. Perhaps that's why my entries here have become so few over the years. But I digress. The mailbox is most often empty. But it gives me a good excuse to remain active for the half a kilometer or so there and a half kilometer back, at least. And as I write this, I realize I already sound like an old man. It may be for that reason I took note of what had come. It's the size of a postcard, but the texture of newspaper. In full color, bright and bold, swirling yellow letters atop a red and cheery backdrop, was the announcement that I had won. What precisely I'd won, I couldn't say. And the paper wasn't exactly forthcoming, either. Despite my position in the world, I have found an amusing hobby of late to enter in as many contests as I could come across. So far, the most useful prize I received was 365 cans of soup, one for each day of the year. I ate soup daily for a fortnight. Then I threw the rest out. I've not eaten soup since. Still, the reward is not the prize itself. The reward is the possibility. For a moment, as I fill out the form, I am no longer alone. I am chosen. The winner. And so, as to what I've won, I couldn't say as I held that paper in my hand. But whatever it is, I'm sure I've already beheld my reward. But, dear journal, do not fret, for the tale does not end there. This evening, I was startled by a knock at my door. I rarely received visitors anymore, and unexpected visitors are unheard of. But there it was. A knock. A single knock. I cautiously approached the door. The possibility of a burglar accidentally announcing themselves crossed my mind. A visitor wants their presence announced. Who knocks once? I felt for the iron poker as I crossed before the fireplace, and the cold metal awakened a primal passion I dare say I have not felt since my youth. I held it at the ready as I opened the door, poised to swing, stab, or maim as the situation demanded. Instead of a nefarious would-be bandit, I found myself faced with a wooden crate, rising no taller than my knee. I peered into the trees that enveloped my home and down the barren dirt lane, but I neither saw a retreating individual or heard evidence to suggest one had escaped my eyes. Without averting my gaze from the surroundings, I extended the poker and used its tip to slide the crate inside, then promptly shut the door. I finally examined it, finding no markings to indicate its origin, contents, or purpose. It wasn't until I pried it open, again with a poker, a truly handy tool, and saw the first of its contents, that I even remembered the paper from the mail earlier. Atop tightly packed straw were two items, a small leather-bound book, and another paper, similar in style to the congratulatory note. It states, You have won an opportunity afforded only to the rarest of men. Inside this crate are the components of a machine. Many have tried to piece them together. Some have been able to determine its purpose. None have completed it. Finish the machine to win the prize. The prize will change your life.
Interesting.
Huh. Well, there you go.
What is that noise? Is that a gramophone? Silas? Uncle? Silas? Is that you?
Oh, shit! What the hell?
The machine is produced by Cole Weavers, written by Cole Weavers, and co-written by Nathan Lunsford, starring Cole Weavers as the protagonist. Mick Dark as Uncle Silas. The machine is an actual play wrapped in an audio drama, and the journal entries of Uncle Silas were created with the assistance of the solo tabletop RPG journaling game of the same name. The machine solo RPG was created by Adira Slattery and Fenn Slattery. A link to their itch.io page can be found in the description below. For more information, click on the links in the description or visit www.thetownwhispers.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.